Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 7, 1805. Rotting clothes, blowflies, and mosquitoes. The weather is unfavorable for Lewis to continue the necessary work on his boat, so the expedition is again delayed. The tone of Captain Lewis's remarks is one of fatigue and disappointment as he writes about this rather routine day.
The weather warm and cloudy, therefore unfavorable for many operations. I keep small fires under the boat. The blowing flies are innumerable about it. The moisture retained by the bark prevents it from drying as fast as it otherwise would. We dispatch two other hunters to kill elk or buffaloes for their skins to cover our baggage. We have no tents. The men are therefore obliged to have recourse to the sails for shelter from the weather, and we have not more skins than are sufficient to cover our baggage when stowed away in bulk on land. Many of the men are engaged in dressing leather to clothe themselves. Their leather clothes soon become rotten as they are much exposed to the water and frequently wet. Captain Clark's black man, York, is very unwell today, and he gave him a dose of tartar emetic, which operated very well, and he was much better in the evening. This is a description of medicine that I never have recourse to in my practice, except in cases of the intermittent fever. This evening, the hunters returned with the canoes and brought 3 buffalo skins only and 2 antelope, 4 deer, and 3 wolf skins. They reported that the buffalo had gone further down the river. We had a light shower of rain about 4 p.m., attended with some thunder and lightning. The mosquitoes are excessively troublesome to us. I have prepared my composition, which I should have put on this evening, but the rain prevented me. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 7, 1805.
The composition Lewis refers to is a mixture of suet, beeswax, and powdered charcoal, intended to waterproof the seams of the iron boat. According to Dr. Chouinard, author of the book Only One Man Died, the tartar emetic administered to York is a white salt compound of potassium, antimony, oxygen, carbon, and hydrogen, soluble in water and used to induce vomiting. Tomorrow, a coat of composition.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.